We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I am your host, the publisher of Packer Report. And very excited to talk today about, oddly enough, really, I would say like the player that sort of is the reason that the Daily Draft went truly daily. And that is Kansas State tight end, fullback, Swiss Army knife, Ben Sinnott. Sinnott, maybe. I'm not 100% sure. I've heard Sinnott. I've always said Sinnott. You know, we have connections down to Kansas State. I haven't been corrected down there saying Sinnott, but I've heard Sinnott. So, anyway, there's your sort of failure to pronounce conversation. But Sinnott, I've been referring to him as Super DeGuara. And, you know, the reason I've been referring to him as Super DeGuara is not just because he's a shorter tight end. And that, I think, is kind of the, you know, lowest common denominator, easiest analysis part of it, because he is 6'3 and some change, just about 6'4, but 6'3 and some change, 250. So he's got the natural leverage to play some fullback without being too tall to do it, right? He can get under guys, and he's done it. You know, he really has played the position in a lot of guys, and I think even – honestly, DeGuara was probably this way. Our projections. You know, I don't know that Juszczyk was, because I think he actually was maybe. I mean, I know he's an Ivy League guy, so he probably did all sorts of stuff just by being easily the best athlete on the field. Go back and look at 2023. I mean, I'll just give you his fullback snaps or his snaps in the backfield for each game. Now, it's not every play. Obviously, he's a tight end. 483 snaps of inline tight end. Week one, on, in the backfield, snap count, 8, 6, 11, 15. Bye week, 10, 10, 2, 6, 4, 2, 5, 12. So they did kind of go away from it, but ultimately had almost 100 snaps at fullback in 2023. Very similar stuff, 97 snaps at fullback in 2022, go back to 21, and that's when he wasn't as much of a part of the game plan, but still, 32 snaps in the backfield of his 178 total snaps. Ton of snaps in the slot as well. He's a very versatile weapon. And he, and the reason I keep calling him Super DeGuara is because, I mean, guys, he really is like born for this, built for this. I mean, that the if you want an actual Juszczyk comp, and I'm not saying, because Juszczyk, I think, is a multiple time all pro, and I, you know, especially after they started using Debo in the backfield. I don't know how much of an actual part of the offense Juszczyk is, other than a blocker for San Francisco. I don't know how often they use him as a weapon. But guys, and this is, we're obviously on the pros side here for Sinat, he's an alien. I don't think his testing numbers get enough credit, because his RAS right now, guys, is 9.73, meaning he's a 97th athlete ever at the tight end position, which, by the way, is a position full of freakazoids, and the Packers just took two of them in Tucker Kraft and my guy Luke Musgrave. He has 45th percentile height and 54th percentile weight. Relative athletic score as a total score is height and weight adjusted. So him being a 9.73 or a 97.3 or as athletic or more athletic than every tight end, the 97.3% of every tight end from 1987 to 2024 is kind of insane. When you understand that that 97 or 9.73 is being drugged down by being 6'3 and change and being 250. This dude is unbelievable. Basically a cornerback or a wide receiver's three cone time, a 98th percentile three cone time for a tight end. Unbelievable short area quickness. He's got 40 inch vertical. This guy hit his teeth on the rim, hit his chin on the rim. At 6'4 with a 40 inch vertical, 10'6" broad jump, 4.68 40 is only 84th percentile. I say only. I mean, he doesn't have like otherworldly tight end speed, but he's got 84th percentile tight end speed to go along with literally world class agility and world class explosives. But it's not all the underwear Olympics. I mean, I was high on Sinat for what Green Bay likes to do. You know, prior to any discussion about RAS, any discussion about, you know, testing numbers, any of that, that was not what drew me to Ben Sinat at all. He has extremely good hands, two drops last year, on 73 targets. 669 yards receiving was, I don't know if I would say the focal point of that offense, because Kansas State's always trying to run the ball, but they were not super awesome at receiver last year, they being Kansas State. I think Malik Knowles had hit the portal. Some of the guys got hurt. Some of their guys, I mean, it was a run heavy offense other than to get the ball to Ben Sinat. Six touchdowns last year. He was good. But, man, we talk about the versatility, right? 34.4% slot usage, 53.4% inline usage, and then, of course, those other, snaps are at fullback. They're in the backfield. They're blocking. Really impressive athlete. Has some wiggle, which is fun. 14 missed tackles forced on 48 catches. That's impressive. Converted 31 of those 48 catches for a first down. That's impressive. Here's his passer rating when targeted over the last 2 years. 105.3 last year. And in 2022, 127.7. And this is, guys, this is, and I have no disrespect for Will Howard, but like, this is with Will Howard, true freshman Avery Johnson, and then 2 years ago, I mean, running quarterback Adrian Martinez. Let's call it what it is. So it's not like he was playing with all Big 12 level quarterbacks or, you know, fifth, sixth, seventh round pick level quarterbacks. He wasn't. He was not working with great quarterback play. And last year, north of 2 yards per route run, with some excellent run blocking tape, some excellent versatility, ability to be used all over the field. He's fun. He's really fun. And we'll get into the cons in a second, because that word fun is kind of there. Above average speed, the acceleration, the burst is so obvious. Good hands, strong hands, flexibility, very strong kid. I don't know what his bench was. That stuff doesn't really, I'm not worried about the bench. I mean, as much as, you know, I get accused of it, maybe accurately, of caring about testing numbers. The bench is just not important to me. I want to see play strength on the field. I want to see leverage. I want to see the ability to use your hands correctly, displace people, things like that. Negatives. He's not a road grader, as you might guess. I mean, I think there could be some stuff with, just kind of being taught. And I think Kansas State might have got around to that a little bit more if they had more talent at wide receiver the last 2 years. But Sanat had to be used so much in the passing game, and they ran the ball. I mean, it's a North Dakota State tree. You know, obviously Chris and his new offensive coordinator, Connor Riley, but like they ran the football, and that was their deal. Run the football, play defense. Nobody else in the Big 12 plays defense. Very few other teams in the Big 12 run the football. So let's be that team. And it, you know, obviously Big 12 champs in 2022, another nice 8-4 season with a Pop-Tarts Bowl win in 2023. Like, it's a successful program that they're running right now. But he having to line up all over the place, there was some unclean stuff as a blocker. And the biggest negative, I would say, for Sanat is for the Packers, but almost for any team, it's a luxury. And I think maybe he'll get some of that dreaded tweener word thrown around. And I think actually I'd be interested to see, because Laporta is not super tall. And I think if you're going for kind of like your, and this is great radio, great everything. Laporta is not super tall. And in fact, Laporta has some really similar, although he didn't quite vert as much. He's not as an athlete. Laporta wasn't quite as explosive as Sanat, but he's a little bit faster. So if you're looking at like a best case scenario for Sanat, and it's not a super DeGuara role where it's like an H-back, fullback, not that important, and it's actually the Lions, I don't know that you would say they run their offense through Laporta, but he's a big part of it because, you know, St. Brown gets his. They do like to run the ball in Detroit. Josh Reynolds is gone now, but I mean, he used to get his. Like, they do a lot of stuff in Detroit. Obviously, Ben Johnson's really smart, good football coach.
Many of you, like myself, are Wisconsin sports fans. While it's not Packer season anymore, there's still some really exciting action coming up in the world of Wisconsin sports. The Bucks are getting ready to kick off their postseason run, which is hopefully a lot more fun than their regular season run. And while the Brewers, meanwhile, are off to a hot start, hopefully they can continue that to start their 2024 campaign. But whether you're a Bucks fan, a Brewers fan, or a fan of any other hockey, baseball, or basketball team right now, there's never been a better time to start playing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your knowledge into serious cash. Right now, you can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and MLB entries today. Prize Picks is super simple to play, and I'm able to log in, make my picks, and submit my entry in under 60 seconds. Add in the ease of Apple Pay for quick deposits, easy withdrawals, tons of player selections, and injury insurance, and you can easily see why Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app. This week, I'm going LeBron James and Steph Curry in their play-in tournaments. I can't wait to see what they do to try to keep their playoff hopes alive. Whatever picks you make, and regardless of who you select, the best part is that you can download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
But your best case scenario, I think, is you're looking at Laporta, who's actually even shorter than Sonata a little bit. But I think your 50th percentile outcome, or your most likely outcome, is what I'm talking about, where it's a McVay-style team or a Baltimore-style team, like how they use Ricard, though Ricard is a much better blocker, obviously, than Sonat. I don't know that Ben, even as highly as I have him ranked, even as highly as I have him ranked in the, overall class, I don't know that I would even say you want Ben Sonat as your TE1. And I hate wide receiver one talk. I hate tight end one. But I'm talking about just like, if you're not the Packers and you're not rolling out a guy like guys like Musgrave and Kraft, and you just have a hole at tight end, like the New York Jets right now, and the Jets fans will probably get at me for this, but I don't love their tight end. Uzama, I think it is now. Let me look. I think they signed Uzama last year, maybe. And I'm not that high, or I'm not that up on all my Jets stuff. Conklin, Ruckert. So maybe it's not Uzama. But like, they've got Conklin, they got Jeremy Ruckert. Okay. Anyway, I mean, just in general, a team like the Jets, or a team in general with, I don't know why I'm going off on this tangent, a team that really needs like a starting tight end, like a long-term answer at tight end, whomever you believe that to be, nobody in the North, because the Vikings have Hockenson, the Bears have Kmet for whatever you think that's worth. And then, obviously the Lions just spent big on Laporta. That's why I was kind of going out of the division to have this conversation. I don't know that you want to feature Ben Sonat as like, this is our TE1. I think you do want to move him all over the field. That's what Kansas State did. That's where I think he's going to cause mismatch problems for you. But as a negative, he might get hit with that tweener designation, or like, this is a 30 snap a game player, not a 65 snap a game player. And you will find tight ends that their teams just don't take them off the field. I don't know that that's the best role for Sonat. And that's where I think, if I were to have a criticism of Sonat or a fear, it's like, how valuable actually is he? What role are you finding for him? How valuable is that role? How do we marry what kind of draft capital we're willing to spend with that role? And now we're talking about Packers fit. If he is super DeGuara. So let's go and look at Josiah DeGuara here on the old PFF. And I'm not going to talk... I'm not going to talk any grades, because that's, to this conversation, it's irrelevant. But if we're talking about Sonat as super DeGuara, I think you're going to take then Josiah's role and maybe add 10 or 12 or 15%. So last year, let's go to the offensive page, because DeGuara was a good special teamer, and Sonat will be. Sonat will be a good special teamer, so keep that in mind. That should go in the pros column. But let's remove that from the conversation right now. So offensive snap counts for DeGuara. Did not play as a rookie, 31 snaps. Then in 2021, and I think there's been some injury stuff with Josiah. It's not on here, obviously. I think there's been some injury stuff with Josiah. We'll talk about that, whatever. His best run blocking grade, and I know I said we weren't going to talk about grades, but his best season as a run blocker was 2021, his sophomore season. And that absolutely coincided with his highest snap count, where he played 391 total snaps in 2021 on offense, removing special teams. Then 260 snaps in 2022 and 210 or 212 snaps in 2023. So if we are taking, I will just take an average of, the last 3 years, because he did not make it on the field as many tight ends. By the way, the Packers guys were exceptions to the rule, not the rule. As many tight ends do, DeGuara did not really make the rotation, if you will, as a first-year player. So 862 snaps in his last three seasons. He had a 287-snap role. Let's say, then, that Sanat has a 350-snap-a-season role. That is supercharging DeGuara's role. Well, 350 snaps, if you figure he misses one game per season per injury on average, let's say 350 snaps a season, then divided by the old school 16 games a season, that's a 22 snap per game role. What can you, what if you're the Green Bay Packers, what pick can you spend on that? Now, you have quote unquote extra picks. I've been talking all draft season that you might see one pick, even a top 100 pick, and go, well, that's extra, or that's unnecessary, or that's a luxury item. Ben Sinat, if Matt LaFleur still wants to do that fullback thing, is the ultimate, ultimate luxury item. As far as overall grade, I love him. Have loved him. Loved him before he was a super, you know, athlete freak. I have a low third round grade on him. He is my 107th player overall, and he is tight end three for me, behind just the two kind of short guys, Jatavion Sanders and Brock Bowers. And they have more to their game than that, obviously. I mean, I think both of them top 50. Bowers is in my top 15 for sure. I love them as football players. I wouldn't ask them, either of them, really to block anybody. Certainly not to what I would ask Ben Sinat. So, guys, thank you so much for watching or listening. If you're over on the podcast side, how can you help us out? Buy the Packer Report Draft Guide. Use promo code DAILY for 10% off of that bad boy. We are on our way to 1,000 guides sold. That is the big goal. The other goal, by the way, guys, is to see you at Badger State Brewing. The Pack-A-Day Podcast Happy Hour at 4 on Friday, April 26th at 4 o'clock to 5:30, hosted by Andy Herman. Then I'm taking you the rest of the way home. Hell yeah. Pick 41, pick 58, pick 88, pick 91. We're going to break it all down for you. Awesome beverages. I don't know what the food situation is. I got to get on a call and figure that out. Hoping for like a food truck. I don't think the brewery has a kitchen. There's awesome dining options, though, really close to Badger State, incredibly close to Lambeau Field. Like, we don't get a food truck situation figured out, it's going to be fine. But I'd like to know. I'm going to find out for you guys what's going on. Come see us, though. Please come see us. Come hang out. I've got some Packer Report merch that my wife has been begging me to get out of the house. And I also want to think of a way, hopefully, to take care of you guys that did buy a guide. So do that, please. Do everything you're supposed to do here on the Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube feed. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications so that you get every single ounce of Packers content that you require. Have a great rest of your day, folks. Go Pack, go!